أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وبث فيها من كل دابة وأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم. هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه بل الظالمون في ضلال مبين. He has created the heavens without pillars that you see, and He has placed it in mountains standing firm, lest the earth shakes with you. And He has spread therein beasts of all kinds, and He has sent down rain from the skies, produced therein all types of beautiful crops. This is the creation of Allah Ta'ala, then show me what those besides Him have created. No, the sinners are in a manifest error from the beginning of time, when Adam alayhi salam was sent down to this earth, and till the end there will be an ongoing struggle, as Allah Ta'ala had already declared, قُلْ نَهْبِتُوا مِنْهَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ, that there'll be enmity throughout your life, right till the end, there'll be some struggle, there'll be an opposition. So if someone is leading towards Allah Ta'ala, then there'll be the other that will be turning people away from Allah Ta'ala. So if Adam alayhi salam is exhorting and inviting towards Allah Ta'ala, then there will be Iblis that will be turning people away. And then the struggle will go on, like there will be the deputies and the vicegerents of Adam alayhi salam, then Shaitan also will have his representatives and his people working out his plan. In essence, their plan is to incite man and to spur him up to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So man has got basically two enemies to work up with. One is Shaitan, that is the external enemy, and the other enemy that he has to defend himself against is his own self, his nafs, and his temptation. So these are the two enemies that he is going to be facing throughout his life. And Allah Ta'ala wants to see that how does he fare in this entire trial, in this entire challenge. What the nafs wants is instant gratification, uncensored pleasure. At any given time, I don't need to be told what to be doing. Other, I need that instant gratification and uncensored pleasure. So this is the very essence of nafs. Man cannot say that he has got nothing to defend himself. For Allah Ta'ala, like Allah Ta'ala tells him in advance that there's going to be an ongoing struggle. He also says, إِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Like you're going to get this opposition and trial, this challenge coming up against you, then there will be those people that will be telling you my message, conveying you my message. At any given time, any given situation, my message and my word is going to be reaching you. So what man is required to do is not to follow uncensored pleasure and instant gratification. Rather, in every situation, he needs to see what does Allah Ta'ala wants from him. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, with a clear mind, without any bias and prejudice, he needs to see what does Allah Ta'ala want from him in this time, in this situation, under the circumstance. What does Allah Ta'ala want from him? So this is how he's going to work his entire plan and the entire journey throughout this life. The hadith warns that as the Qiyamah will approach, people will become victim of their nafs, and they'll want to go instantly after any type of sensual pleasure, uncensured, but any type of sensual pleasure they want to go behind. So, as the hadith predicts, we will see it within ourselves, within our lives, that with the press of a button, you can enjoy any type of sensual pleasure uncensured. Everything has become legal. There isn't a thing that becomes, that is any longer illegal. So therefore, the hadith speaks about the major portents before the advent of Qiyamah. What are they like? One is that public wealth will be treated like personal wealth. Like, I will use my wealth indiscriminately. I will use it as I think. Then I will do the same with public wealth, whether it is the wealth of the state, whether it is the wealth of the madrasa, masjid, any public office, but I will just use it as per my own discretion, uncensored. I don't want anybody to come and tell me what to do. Then trust, there will be a breach of trust, complete breakdown of trust. Something that has come to me was supposed to be kept in trust, then I'll violate it. Number three is zakat will be considered as a penalty. No more it has been given with that feelings of love and with that feeling that it is Allah Ta'ala that blessed me with this wealth and I need to give it in the avenues that He has commanded. Then voices will be raised in the masjid. It's a reflection of a weakness of iman. No fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no concern of the being that you're standing before. So you're raising your voice as though it is your own backyard. So the voice are raised in the masjid. Then the worst person in a community becomes the representative. Most despised and mean type of person becomes the representative. The corrupt become the leaders. And a person is respected because of the fear of his aggression. I'm not going to listen to him. I'm not going to show him some respect. Then he's going to become aggressive. He's going to turn around against me. Then a person becomes obedient to his friend and disregards his father. He disregards his father and bonds with his friend. He disobeys his mother and becomes dutiful towards his wife. Everything to do with the nafs. Anything where he will have some type of sensual pleasure, instant gratification, he is prepared to make any type of sacrifices. Then, worse than all this, is that a person, music becomes a commonplace. Now, may Allah Ta'ala forbid, Allah Ta'ala protect us all, even the masjids are not clean from this. At any given time, you do not know which dial tone is going to come, what number you're going to be listening to, what music in the midst of your namaz, when the imam is talking about Allah Ta'ala, the day of Qiyamah, and then in the midst of all this, then you're hearing a dial tone, music, blasting around the masjid, and nobody's concerned, nobody bats an eye, this is the house of Allah Ta'ala, show some consideration. Then, singing women become a commonplace. Like you're seeing, they're singing through television channels, YouTube, and all the type of devices that you have, and every type of vice becomes free and available. Then people begin to revile and abuse the pious elders. People of the past are being reviled, they being disgraced, humiliated. So when all these things happen, now, what are you supposed to be expecting? Then expect hurricanes, red winds, volcanoes erupting, earthquakes and tremors, and the earth swallowing people, people being disfigured. So all these things you must expect. And then one trial after the other, like a string of beads as it is snapped and cut off, and how the beads will fall down in quick succession. So you must expect all these type of trials to come then. In the face of all these trials, what is mankind supposed to be doing? Allah Ta'ala has not left man without a guidance. At any given time, you have got the guidance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What are you supposed to be doing? So the hadith speaks of several things. Amongst the things that the hadith speaks of in these type of times, one is, don't leave your homes. In other words, just live within your structures. You are in the Jamaat, just do your work. Don't get into any other type of discussion, any other type of literature, any type of thing that will divert your attention, because you do not know at which point you can slip. One WhatsApp, and you can just capsize your entire thinking, can just go off. So it becomes so volatile, things become so sensitive, at any given time, any good person can just capsize. So just remain within your structure. Don't move away from your structure, your home, your concepts, your ways that you have earned from the pious of the old. Just keep to that. Don't drift to the right, to the left. You do not know what will be the cause of your fall and your collapse. Number two, the second thing that the hadith speaks about, then introspect yourself. Cry over your faults and your sins. Don't worry about the entire world now. Now you worry about your sins. وَبْكِي عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ. You cry over your sins. And the third thing that the hadith speaks about is, then in this type of situations, then control your tongue. In other words, any form of communication, then be very, very vigilant and careful about the means of communication. Take care of your tongue. You do not know what you may just blurt out, and that may just turn out to be another cause of another major disaster and a fitna. So Nabi Sam is warning us about all these portents that are going to appear before Qiyamah, not for entertainment and not for us to find any type of excitement therein. Rather, we guard ourselves that we don't become the victims of any of these trials, the cause of any type of fitna, any type of corruption. May Allah give us tawfiq.